Tommy, how are we doing today?
I'm good, Pat. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well. I'm liking how things are trending for your football team. And I want to, before we get into the Canadian Championship Showdown, the big match tomorrow, want to take you back to the weekend, first of all. A 1-1 draw with Valor on Saturday. Just, I guess, your impressions of your squad's last match.
It was a good game. It was one where, you know, we felt we could have won, but, you know, maybe didn't do quite enough to do it, and we certainly didn't do enough to lose it. And I think we were disappointed in the manner in which they tied their goal off a deflection. But, you know, I firmly believe, and this is a great challenge I always put to the guys, is, you know, if we don't, you know, get those insurance goals and kill the teams off when we have the opportunities to do so, then we're always liable of these, you know, close games coming back. And yeah, it was just one of those games, but we've got a good slew of games coming up here, you know, with the Pacific game here. It'd be nice to return home, because in the league play right now, we're on, you know, on the back of doing the bubble for where we had, you know, the 8 games in the bubble. We're on an 8 game league away games. And so to be back home at Echo Field at Spruce Meadows in front of our fans is going to be special, because, you know, it's going to be under the lights. It's a cup competition, so there's a knockout at the end of it.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a really exciting time to be back. So, you know, league performance has been solid so far, so it's a nice mini reprieve from that before we go to Ottawa on the weekend. So it's an event we're really looking forward to.
Well, and you got to be liking the way that your group is trending, Tommy. You've got just one defeat since the beginning of August, just one defeat in your last 9 games. Do you feel like your group is starting to hit peak form here?
Yeah, we are trending that way. I think that's a good way of saying it. I think for us is, you know, we've always led from the front in the 2019, even the 2020 season, where, you know, in the regular standings, we finished in first, but it didn't really, you know, until that's really recognized like it is across the world. You know, right now we've just got to make sure that we manage the momentum, we trend in the right direction, and that we've got some key players coming back from injury for the running. I think these are all key performance indicators for us that we want to finish this race stronger. We're doing well. We're seeing out a lot of close games. And the axe is getting sharper, you know, in our attack as well. And it's been good. I think the beauty of having these road games now is that we get the hard yards out the way, and then we get to finish with a homestand through October, which, you know, like I said, our home record is terrific through the years that I've been at the club, and we're looking forward to finishing strong as we look to clinch and have a good playoff run.
Tommy Wheeldon Jr. with us from Cavalry FC. You look like you're in good shape heading into this Canadian Championship quarterfinal tomorrow. Just tell us about the challenge of playing Pacific. They're the only squad that has beaten you since the beginning of August.
Yeah, listen, they're a good team. They're certainly one of the front runners this year. You know, they league, I always say the league table never lies, and they're top of it for a reason. And last time they were the team that, you know, because of the way the schedules worked, we're playing the West teams more often than not. But you know, we've done all the 3 visits to theirs, and we've beat them there and lost a couple of times, and now they've got to come to ours 3 times, and it's a different game when they come to our home stadium. But they're a young team. They've got, you know, dynamism in attack. They're the leading scorers in the league, and they're playing a really good brand under Pamadou Carr. And I think for, you know, this West Coast rivalry that it's turned into, it's really good for the league. It's really good for us. And, you know, we almost have our best of 7 series, if you include this camp here, this Can Champ game, because, you know, it's going to be back and forth, all the way through to, I think, playoffs.
Well, it's and from a strict, like, a football fan perspective, Tommy, it's almost too bad your 2 teams, Pacific and your group, are meeting in the quarterfinals. The top 2 teams on the CPL table. You almost wish that maybe this showdown was happening in a semifinal or a Canadian Championship final.
Well, and I'm sure there'll be something to be said about the playoffs. I'm sure we'll cross paths at some shape in another key game. So what this does as a knockout game is it's a preface for that. And also, it's a meeting of 2 teams that have taken down an MLS side in both years that we've actually played the Can Champ. And it's, you know, they had a terrific performance against the Whitecaps. And, you know, we'd obviously know what they've gone through having done that over 2 legs in the 2019 affair. So it's, you know, I've seen it, you know, on social media talking about the meeting of the 2 caps layers, and it's got a nice ring to it.
It has to be nice back playing Canadian championship matches again. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, it's special, isn't it? I said that to our guys today. You know, I'm massive into this Ryder Cup that's coming up this weekend, and, you know, talking about legacy, and it's been going since 1927, and which players, you know, how many players have played and had the opportunity to. And, you know, you look at the cup competitions, be it in South America, be it in Germany, Spain, England, and the history, when you look back at those domestic cup competitions, you see it now with, you know, the Stanley Cup finals, the early iterations of it are in black and white, whereas the Canadian Championship, actually, we're still growing that history. We're still growing that legacy. So now we get, you know, everything's in color for the kids and the grandkids that will go on to see it. So we're still part of that early iteration, and I think it's going to be really good for our guys to put their foundation on it.
Final thought for you, Tommy, and once again, tomorrow, Canadian Championship quarterfinal at ATCO Field. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff for Pacific and Cavalry. Should be an outstanding match. And the good news, like, it's been a lot of time away from ATCO for you, and I know you still have some road games still to go, but a lot of home matches down the CPL stretch for you. That has to be something you're really looking forward to.
Massively. I've said this all along. Our fans are the best in the league. And those, you know, I run into people in Calgary, and whether they've been to Spruce Meadows to watch a game or they've heard about it, everyone says the same thing. It's the best atmosphere they've ever experienced. And that's through the organic growth of our supporters groups with the foot soldiers, with the families and friends that come, and just the general fans that just, they come, they sing, they cheer, they heckle the opposing teams. But it's like that cauldron where, you know, it's a sunken in ground, and the atmosphere is just electric. So for it to be tomorrow night and a nice temperature and under the lights, it's going to be a great homecoming for us. And, you know, I've said this to our players, is we want to make sure that we give our fans something to really cheer for.
Outstanding stuff, Tommy. We will talk to you soon, and good luck tomorrow against Pacific FC. Let's make it another appearance in the Canadian Championship semifinal. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Pat.